So what sort of communication issue do you think could cause a 2-hour delay in the service?
Yeah, good question. So the whole thing is run by computers. So there's a central computer, or a whole series of computers, which tell the trains where to go and when they can run. It's not so much whether they can or not run, it's whether there's anything on the train on the line in front of them. So it's all about the safety systems, making sure there's a good separation between them. And unless that communication's there, the train doesn't know what's in front of it and the whole system has to stop. Once it stops, they've got to reboot the whole thing, and it's not quite as simple as just turning your computer off and turning it back on again. That's obviously why it took them 2 hours to get back up again.
Yeah, as you said, the Metro is computerized. Do you think that the fact that there were communication issues means that we should be concerned that we're not quite ready for this service? Or do you think it's a positive thing that the train stopped and just kind of go straight through what was ahead of them?
Yeah, well, yes, it's definitely a positive thing with the system that it failed safe, as we say. So it no one was ever in any danger, which is the good thing. It's a bit hard to say whether this would have still happened with people on board or not. You may have been able to run some service if you had drivers, but modern trains still rely on communication systems. And so even if there's a driver in there, if they've not got the communication system to back them up, then they're not going to be able to go anywhere. Usually with a driver system, you may have been able to drive slowly. For some reason, they do have a pool of drivers, which they can use. For some reason, they weren't able to do that today, which suggests that it was a bigger problem.
Do you think that this could have been an indication that the New South Wales government kind of pushed for this to happen too quickly then?
That's always a good question. I think, in actual fact, there was a long process of testing. They were running a peak hour service for 12, 13 hours a day for several months before it opened. I think it's probably one of those problems which it's called, now it's shaking down, they say. So you end up with a lot of problems at the beginning, and then you'll have years of really good service, and then you'll start to get some more problems again as the trains get older. We saw that, I don't know if you remember, with the Millennium trains and the ordinary train network in Sydney. They were terribly buggy when they came in. They're even known as Millennium bugs. But now they're some of our best trains on the network. They've now settled down, all the problems are out, and it should be good for the next couple of years. Well, for the next 20, 30 years, in fact.
So does that mean we'll have to wait 19 years before the Metro is good to go?
No, hopefully it shouldn't be more than 12 months or so. It's obviously hard to say, but I'd expect there to be teething problems in the first 12 months, and then after that we should be getting up to normal, and it should end up being a very reliable system.
Mm. On Monday, 2 weeks ago, the communication issues were again blamed for delays in the service. Do you think that the same issue could cause similar delays within the space of 3 weeks? Do you think it'll just keep happening, or do you think that hopefully the delays will get a bit shorter?
Hopefully, the idea is that we should see longer time between failures is from now on, and either the same problems reoccurred or they fixed one problem and a new problem's come in. We'll probably find out in a couple of months' time exactly what happened, but by then it should be fixed.
So would your advice be to most of us then to maybe just hang off catching the Metro until those next few months are passed?
No, I think you've still got a very good chance of getting where you're going. It's always have a backup in mind no matter what you're doing. I think in Sydney's transport is always a good idea.
That's very good advice. Jeffrey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.